Good morning. It's 8:38 Finger Lakes Morning News. It is time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health, and that means Laura Turbide is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Ted.
Now, people are starting to steal your ideas. I saw on Facebook the other day a couch to 5K program that was going on in another state. So it's catching.
It is catching, and it is it's one of those good things to have be contagious, because we want people across the region, across the nation, to be healthy, getting out there. Never too late. We were just talking about that this morning. It is never too late to start making healthy choices in whatever way.
But to do it the right way and not just burst into it. You know, like if you just go, oh, I'm going to run a 5K tomorrow, you're going to hurt.
Exactly. Tonight is the corporate challenge, and we'll have a team from Finger Lakes Health up in the corporate challenge up in Rochester, and I imagine all those people have been doing some good training to get up there. We'll have a good showing, and I hope that they will have taken it smart.
Any other news or notes? I know we have the walk-in Wednesday. I just got the announcement for that, for open jobs in Finger Lakes Health.
We do, and we just our urgent care hours just changed, 8 to 8 everywhere, knowing that a lot of folks were wanting to get in earlier. We would get into the parking lot in the morning, and they would be there waiting. So both over at Life Care in Seneca Falls, as well as at Preemption Road here, and in Liberty Commons, Finger Lakes Health Commons, formerly Liberty Commons. So 8 to 8 now. Let's stay safe.
All right.
No T-ball accidents out there. But this morning, we're just talking about the sun is out. It is a perfect day to begin reminding ourselves of the importance and the value of not only proper skin care and skin health, because we've just come off of Skin Cancer Awareness Month in May, but also we have some new services that are being offered through Geneva General Dermatology that we want to talk a little bit about. We have some new services. We obviously do a lot of medical dermatology there, as you can imagine, because we live in a very agricultural community. We live where people are outdoors a lot for their occupations. We also keep doing more and more education, but we still know there's always we can always be more educated about how to prevent skin cancers and how important that is to start early. The other things we're doing is really a lot of skincare in general, and some more even cosmetic options for people, because people do have a lot more choices and there's a lot of technology these days. So I'm here with the right folks to get us up to speed.
All right, introduce them.
Thank you. I'm here with Elizabeth Warren. She's from Geneva General Dermatology as a medical assistant. And I'm also, of course, here with our nurse practitioner, Sarah Crane, who is have been with the practice from early onset. We always even talk at organizational orientation about how we had a dermatologist leave the area. And years ago, there were many of our practitioners who couldn't walk into the grocery store without someone saying, oh my goodness, can you check this? Can you look at this? Why don't we have a dermatologist? And dermatology is an important specialty, in one where very few people are really trained as experts, and very few people come out each year even from their training. So the fact that we have not only Sarah working with the practice, but also Dr. Lambert and Dr. Carpenter, we feel very blessed that we have really exceptional care for ourselves at Geneva General Dermatology. So I want to boast about that, because they won't brag about themselves, but it is the kind of thing that it is essential for our region. And today we're going to talk about an event taking place this week, Thursday night, June 6th. An alt therapy event, and I'm going to let them do the talking about what this is, what options are, and we'll also get into skincare tips, because it's that time of year.
Welcome to you both. I think I probably asked this last year, but and I'll ask it next year. ANP is something nurse practitioner.
Adult nurse practitioner.
Adult. There we go. Okay. I couldn't.
I was going to say awesome, but.
See, I think I made that joke last year, actually. So, yeah, that's what I said earlier this morning. So what is all therapy?
So all therapy is, I should let Liz talk about this, but I will introduce the device. So it is a FDA-cleared non-surgical ultrasound that uses heat to lift and tighten the skin. And so that is a device that we're going to have, and we're going to have a rep there that is going to be doing demonstrations on people and talk a little bit more about the technology behind it. And we're also going to have a rep from SkinCeuticals that's going to be talking about some products and she's going to be giving product recommendations as well. And then we're also going to be doing some Botox for those who are interested. And Botox, for those that aren't familiar, is a neuromodulator which helps to relax muscles for those that have deep lines in certain areas, such as the in between the number 11s, in between the eyebrows and the forehead. And we are waiving the consultation fee. And for those that have had it in the past and don't need a consultation, you are still welcome. So If you're interested in that, we only have a few spots available, so sign up for that. And yeah, so it's going to be from 5 to 7, so stop out. We're going to have some food, and we'll have some free gifts, and it's going to be a fun event.
So is all therapy, would you say it's a replacement for the surgical facelift or an alternative to it?
It's not a replacement for it. It's actually people that maybe don't want to go that far with it.
Yeah.
I think the best option for all therapy is that there's very little to no downtime. So you could come into the office, you'll have a consultation, we'll individualize a treatment plan. This lets us look through ultrasound to see the different levels of your skin, and we can treat. What we're trying to do is re-stimulate the collagen growth through this targeted heat that Sarah had mentioned. So you will actually notice the results in a very gradual looking way. It's not something that you'll notice the next day. It's over 2 to 3 months. The increased improvement in the skin tightness can go up to 6 months. And people ask me how long it lasts. It's
exactly.
An individualized plan. So it depends how loose is your skin to begin with. On an average, it lasts a year to 18 months.
Okay, so it stimulates the natural growth.
The collagen, it stimulates the collagen and the elastin in the skin to tighten this and pull it up so you do get that lift and tightness that we're looking for.
So what does this feel like when it's happening? Do I get a warm, fuzzy feeling in my face?
Well, you're going to want that. Because when you do get that, that's actual energy that's stimulating the collagen.
Wow.
So you will feel the energy as it's being delivered. Some people do feel a little discomfort. We have measures to make you more comfortable. But if at any time you're too uncomfortable, we'll change locations. But everything that you feel is temporary. So just know it will last shortly while the energy is being delivered, and that's it.
I think people love the thought, too, of you can be caring for yourself in this way and re-stimulating some of those natural effects of feeling and looking perhaps younger and more healthy, of course, but also the fact that it isn't a drastic change. And I think that's what people fear when
right.
they think about doing any kind of modification or even any treatments of any type. They don't. People want to be themselves. They just want to be their best
selves. Yeah, I was going to say, we've all seen those pictures. This is going to be sexist, but these aging actresses that have had surgical lifts done that weren't done so well, let us just say.
And nowadays people are looking for, are not looking to have a lot of downtime. People want
right.
to have things done and not notice that they're having things done. And this is a good treatment that it's, like Liz was saying, is a very gradual change.
Now, we talked about this before we came on the air, the skin as an organ. What defines the skin as being an organ, our biggest organ?
What do you mean by that?
How describe what you mean by that, I guess, when you say our skin is an organ.
Well, it's made up of water. It's made up of blood vessels. And so there's different, you know, things that we use to, such as, you know, lasers and light devices that go all into play using different technologies to kind of lift and tighten and make the skin look better.
And I think people recognize, you know, I think thinking about the fact that it's dynamic and that there it's a living organism as part of us
right.
versus the fact that it's not sort of a layer or coating. And I was saying, I'm the one who sort of years ago, I remember having our first show with Emily and thinking I had never really thought about the fact
right.
that as Dr. Lambert was doing some education with folks that this is an organ that we need to take care of. This is something that we have the ability to impact. And there's obviously all the various layers that can have damage
right.
and things. So it's very, I think, critical for us to realize it is something, it just like the rest of our body that really requires us to be attentive, take care, and attention.
What should we be doing for good day-to-day skin maintenance?
So for one, the first and foremost, the most important thing is sunscreen. So, and everyone asks, what is the best sunscreen? The best sunscreen is something that you are going to wear. So, and the new recommendations have gone up from a 30 to a 50 SPF, and you want to make sure it's a UVA and UVB, so that covers the two different types of rays, and you want to be good about reapplying it every 2 hours. So you can't put it on in the morning, and you know, for the golfers that go out, you can't put it on and, you know, be good for 18 holes. You really do have to apply it every 2 hours. And then people can add things to that, like antioxidants and retinols, which are good for the skin. And also a good healthy diet is also helpful too, and incorporating a lot of antioxidants, which are good because your skin and different things in the environment, smoking and the sun, they all cause free radicals, which can also damage the skin. So you want to have a diet high in antioxidants, drinking lots of water. That's all going to help too.
How do we tell when a change is something serious that we should have checked out, a lump or bump or change in a mole or that kind of thing?
So that's a great question. So you always want to, anything that's not healing, anything that, you know, a dark or a pigmented mole, you kind of have the guidelines of the A, B, C, D, E now, which is a mole that's asymmetric, borders that are irregular, a color that's changing, diameter, and a mole that's evolving. You always want to get that looked at, or something that maybe looks like a pimple, but it's just not going away. It's not healing after a couple weeks. You always want to get in and have that looked at as well.
Now, I always like to use these segments to get free advice here. So my skin, I know people want to hear about my skin on the radio, but I'm always dry. Forehead, bridge of the nose.
Yep.
Is that just from using bar soap all the time? Should I use some other kind of soap, or how do I fix
well,
that?
Well, looking at you, I can actually diagnose and tell you what's going on. But bar soap can actually be very drying. There's a lot of different bar soaps, such as Ivory, Irish Spring, that a lot of the men like because they like to be squeaky clean. But they can have a higher pH, which really can kind of strip the natural moisture out of your skin. So using, you know, good old Dove, is a good bar soap to use. But believe it or not, when people get dry on the face and the areas in between the eyebrows, around the nose, and that can actually be sort of like a dandruff as well. People can get dandruff on the face too, and using an anti-dandruff shampoo can sometimes help with that.
Oh, okay. Very good. Yep. So remind us again the details on the all therapy sessions.
So, again, it is on Thursday, and it's going to be from 5 to 7 p.m., and we will be talking about the All Therapy device with the rep there that will be doing demonstrations, and we'll also have the SkinCeuticals rep there that will be talking about recommendations for products and looking at your skin, offering recommendations. And then we will also be doing some Botox for people that are interested, and we'll be giving away some... we'll have some goodies there for people and some food, so stop on out.
And it's, of course, at Geneva General Dermatology, which, for people don't know, it's at 70 Mason Street. You can also go on www.flhealth.org and get some information with the flyer and our phone number. If you want to call and pre-register to save a spot, it's 787-5355. And, of course, if you're like me and you also just need to get in for your annual, you can also call 787-5355 because, of course, we know how critical it is and how the calendar just slips away from us.
Right.
But take the time. There are many ways, as we said, with this ABCDE, there's things you can't see for yourself. Mm-hmm. There are things that you may have questions about. Do not risk it. Get yourself in and take care of yourself.
Yes.
All right. Very good. Sarah and Liz, thank you very much for what you do. Thanks for sharing it with us. Laura, yes. Thank you as
Thanks
always.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
And I think I'm going to replace my soap later on today. So I've learned something as well. 8:52 now, Finger Lakes Morning News. David DeCourcy at Merrill Lynch previews our financial markets coming up.